Welle, Welle, Wedding.
Welle, 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 Welle.
Verantwortlich für diese Sendung ist Martin Küchler.
Hello, dear radio listeners. Hello, global radio kids. Hello, say Alex, and later we also meet Jan and Justine. We all are global radio kids and we want to travel together to Serbia. The capital of Serbia is Belgrade. Most parts of it are near the river Donau. The people from Serbia have got another lettering. We cannot read it because we got the Latin lettering. But today we don't want to write. We want to have an acoustic journey to Serbia. First we say hello to Jan and Justine. And afterwards our host from Serbia, Lazar, will introduce himself. With him are some of the kids of the famous Serbia children choir called Kolibri. Let's go!
Hello all together. We are
Jan
and Justine.
We belong to the Global Kids.
We are the Global Kids and you out there are Global Kids too. We all are
Global Radio Kids. We get in touch today with the whole world. We can get in touch with the farthest villages in the world.
We are part of the whole world.
We have the possibility today to speak to
Serbia.
The global kid in Serbia is Lazar. He is 15 years old and is so kind to be our host through Serbia.
We call Serbia now.
We are the generation of communication. Global Radio Kid.
Hi everybody all over the world. Today we are going on a special journey to a small country called Serbia. This journey is special because we won't have just one or two, but 40 singing guides with you, Kolibri, or should I say the hummingbird. The children's choir from Serbia is ready for you. Jump in, we're ready to take off. I will be your host for today and my name is Lazar. But you can call me Lazarus Maximus Serbicus Ordinaris Rex Remus.
Oui, yeah. I think we call you Lazarus Maximus Serbicus.
With us are the children from the choir called Hummingbird, and I would like them to introduce themselves to us.
Hi, my name is Latko. I'm 14 years old. I've been singing in the choir Hummingbird for 8.5 years, and I've started when I was 5.5. I go to med school in Belgrade, and I like to play tennis and football in my free time.
Hi, my name is Teodora and I have 13 years old. I go to school Đuro Daničić in Belgrade, of course. I go to music school Mokranjac and I like to sing a lot.
Hello, my name is Emilia. I'm from Belgrade. I go to Petar Petrović Njegoš school. I finished fifth class. I like to sing and swim.
Hi, my name is Mina. I go to Hirotista Kapara school. I'm 14 years old. I like to sing. I like the nature.
Hummingbird, this is a little bird with a huge beak.
In German, we call this Bergkolibri.
Good name for choir.
Okay, kids, can you say something about your choir?
Well, the choir Hummingbird was founded in 1963. It was founded by Milat Samanojlović, who was our conductor for 44 years. Now our conductor is Nevena Ivanović. We get on with her well. We had concerts all over Europe, and lately we had concerts in Serbia. We had the best concert I have sang in was in Belgrade Arena with famous singer Bocelli. It was great. I think about 18,000 people was watching us. I had like bubbles in my stomach, but I got over it.
Yeah.
I would like to sing in a choir too.
You need some time for trying, I guess. Laza will ask the global kids from the Kalibwe choir.
Explain to me, how do you actually practice your singing, and how many times do you do it a day?
We have practice 3 times a week.
Our practice are 1 hour. First we have some exercise for our voice to sing better. Then we sing some songs. We sing a lot on the exercise. Sometimes we have a rest, 5 minutes.
Sometimes we practice with the piano, and sometimes we do a solo.
We practice hard. When we have mistakes on some place in the song, we practice, and then we don't get over it that easily. We practice until we do it right.
Okay, I never knew that only 3 times a week was enough for such a singing.
Well, we practice at home and in our schools also.
Wherever we are, we always sing.
How can any of the children join the choir of those hummingbirds?
Every year there is an audition. Our parents take us to the audition, and then we sing some song that we choose.
The point is to show our talent and to get in the choir. What is not easy, so this year on the audition it come to about 150 kids, and in the choir is come just 10-15.
I remember when I had the audition, it was like I think August or September. I came to the room and Milica wanted to test my singing skills. I sang a song, I don't remember what song, and then I sang some exercises from a tone to another tone, and she said that she'll keep an eye on me, how do I sing and if I can pass the test.
I remembered my audition. I was red and very afraid, but I do it well.
K
Kids come early, about 5 years old, six. But they sometimes cry because they're not separating from their parents.
Some kids are afraid that they won't sing like they normally do because they're afraid or something. But all the kids actually do well.
Can I join your choir next year?
If you pass the audition.
We don't know that. It's not on us.
Let's hear you how you sing.
What am I supposed to sing?
Some children's song.
Okay. Miš je dobio grip. I prevalio pudu gačak da ga proždere doktor mačak.
You're good.
But not that good like we.
Miš je dobio grip. Pa je se u džip. I prevalio pudu gačak da ga pregleda doktor mačak. Doktor pacijenta štipnu, pacijent nešto zucnu, zatim ga u leđa pipnu, pa zatim u čelo kucnu. Sa moje tačke gledišta nije ti ništa, to kaza, to kaza, mjau, mjau, pa ga smaza.
That was perfect. Yeah, I would never pass the audition. Get any reward for your deeds?
Every year we have a vacation of 10 days that we spend on mountain Tara.
There is nice.
We play, there's a kind of in front of the hotel where we play football, volleyball and other games, and when we have free time we go to the hotel Omorica where we go to the swimming pool and eat some blackberries in the nature.
We always sing in the nature and we visit some beautiful places there. Every year we make a lot of friends when we go to Tara. There are also some footballers for all over the Serbia. This year come some children from Hungary and kids firefighters, and it was very great because we spend a lot of time with them.
Zalesznik, komczynka, spasik, słońce, wera.
About your deeds on the Eurovision in 2008 year, can you tell me something about that?
Yes, we sing on the Eurovision Song Contest in first semi-final evening, and it was amazing because Europe watched us. And
people in our arena was there watching us live, and that was fantastic feeling for us.
We sang the hymn to Belgrade. Can to now, if you.
Beograde, Beograde, ko sunce sjaš, Gordi grade naš, Gordi grade naš, večno naš. Beograde, Beograde, ko sunce sjaš, Gordi grade naš, Gordi grade naš, večno naš.
Wow! Hey, the Colibri children really were singing at the European Contest 2008. Great!
We are the generation of communication. Global Radio Kids!
Dear kids, now it's time to say. Dear Lazar, come on, tell us something about you.
My name is Lazar Vultic and I live in Belgrade, Serbia. It is a town they also call Small Moscow. I'm 15 years old and I just finished elementary school Vojvoda Radomir Putnik, or should I say Count Radomir the Traveler. I just enrolled the gymnasium called Saint Sava and I'm planning to finish it, yeah. My parents are separated. My mother lives in the part of town called Dedinje, and my father lives in the center of town. I live with my mother, and we usually hang a lot, of course. I have a stepbrother called Momčilo, and he lives with my father, and we play a lot because he is just 5 years old, and we're having fun together. During the holiday, I usually read books, play football, basketball, and all the other interesting sports, and make animations in the Media Educative Center. Of course, I enjoy it, and hang a lot with my pals or friends. In Media Education Center, I make animations. The animation is a group of pictures that make a movement, and the goal of the animation is to make a message and share it with the other populations.
Moja mama divno priča svake noći o nekakvim prinčevima što će doći. I princeza ima neka u toj priči. Mama kaže da na mene ona liči, a izmisli čini mi se vrlo često. Imena i prezimena i sve resto. Zatim počne da mi peva neke pesme, sasvim tiho jer se noću jače ne sme.
I sve tako dok ne zaspi, dok ne zaspi ona sama, a ja tiho sam.
Čisto imena i prezimena. zatim počne da mi peva neke pesme. Zaspim tiho jer se noću jače ne sme. I sve tako dok ne zaspi, dok ne zaspi ona sama. A ja tiho sam, svim tiho, kažem tak mi spava mama. I sve tako dok
stay tuned, because soon we'll have on internet the conversation between Belgrade and Berlin.
Do you know where Serbia is? It's in Europe, to be more exact, in Southeast Europe, on the Balkan Peninsula.
Between Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, Macedonia, Albania, Montenegro, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Croatia.
Yes, we know you are talking with Amina in Berlin. Let's listen what the Global Kids were talking about. Action, Global Radio Kids!
Hello, I'm Amina.
Hello, my name is Lazar.
Does your name have meaning?
No, it doesn't. It's just a typical Serbian name. So Lazar is a typical Bible name. It's called by the Lazarus.
Where from the Bible?
It's from story, A Resurrection of Lazarus. Where are you from?
I'm from Germany. Yeah, and the capital is Berlin, and I'm living in Berlin.
Oh, cool. How old are you?
I'm 15.
Oh, super. In which school do you go now?
In the Bertha von Suttner School. It's a gymnasium.
Okay, that's cool. Where are your parents from?
My father is from Jerusalem and my mother is from Germany.
Interesting. Yeah, very interesting indeed. So what do you do in your free time?
I like to read books and to talk with my friends a long, long time on the telephone, or we chat, yeah, something like that. Yeah, and I like shopping.
Okay, that's pretty nice. Do you have any hobby?
Yeah, I like to go to Radio Yo-Yo.
That's nice. How's it like in Berlin?
Yeah, Berlin is a very big city and we have 3.5 million inhabitants. I like that we have so many traffics and you don't need a car. You can go through the city without a car, and that's nice, I think.
Yes, that is nice. Well, my town, Belgrade, is small. It has about 2.5 million inhabitants. And everything is concentrated to the center of the town. There we have that Knez Mikhailova Street, and we have a lot of monuments. In that Knez Mikhailova Street, we have lots of shops, I don't know, ice cream places, coffee bars, everything. I mean, everything is concentrated to the center, as I said. And yes, we have a lot of monuments, like the Monument of a Wolf. That's our book writer, the most famous book writer that made our kind of alphabet, our Serbian alphabet, which we call Azbuka. Yes, and it's very unique.
Do you speak a lot of English in your school? I think you can speak English very well.
Actually, I learned English through the American movies and the games. That's the kind of my learning. Yeah, and I speak French a bit.
Me too.
That's cool.
And how far is the sea away from you?
Well, my country doesn't have any exit to the sea because we're surrounded by another countries in Balkan. We're in the middle of Balkan. That's our biggest problem. But we have lakes like Ada and big rivers like Sava and Danube. And they're making a union in one part. And it's quite an interesting view.
Our neighbors, Poland. Poland is 1.5 hours away from Berlin.
That's cool. I think the Czech Republic is also close to you.
Yeah, that's right.
What can you tell me about your parents?
About my family. Yeah, I have 4 siblings, 2 sisters and 2 brothers, and I'm the oldest one.
Oh, that's the full house.
Yes, really. And yeah, I think it's often difficult to be the oldest child.
Why?
Because I have to help my mother more than my other sisters, and I had to be, yeah, more, I can't be so childish.
Oh, well, they're young, but you're the boss, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the boss. My siblings don't listen to what I say.
Why do you listen to them then?
I'm the oldest one.
What do you do for your holidays?
I often go to my grandparents. Yeah, they live also in Germany, but not in Berlin. Yeah, and they live in a little village, and their landscape is very beautiful. And now this holidays, we're going to Jerusalem,
cool.
Where my relations live. Yeah, I'm very happy about that. Yeah, and I'm glad to see they again.
Well, that's pretty interesting holiday. When you compare it with mine, it's very interesting holiday. Is this your first time to go to Jerusalem?
It is not the first time. I don't know how often I was in Jerusalem. I think 5 times maybe.
5 times? That's cool. What is the difference between Jerusalem and Berlin?
And there are many differences. In Jerusalem, there aren't so much traffic, and if you haven't got a car, you use a taxi or the bus. And yeah, there are more waste. I think the history is more interesting in Jerusalem, and the difference also between the Palestinians and Jewish people, yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
What kind of festivity have you got?
We got Christmas, we got Easter, we got birthdays, of course, we have kind of, in Serbian it's Slava, it's substitution for the name day, which we celebrate the names of the saints of Serbian.
And which religion do you practice?
We practice Orthodox religion because it's unique and we just practice it.
I am Muslim.
We've got Catholics and Muslims. And so Serbia is a multi-confessional country.
That's just like in Germany. We have also many different religions.
That's super. it was nice meeting you. Yeah.
I think too.
I hope that we'll meet each other someday and communicate again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it would be nice if you just visit our country. I mean, all those words for nothing when you can see the whole country. I mean, why would you buy a cow when you can get free meal?
That would be really nice. Thank you for the interview. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
The next song from Kolibri is called My Country is the Most Beautiful, and we really mean it.
The Kalemegdan, and it's a great and old castle. Many important things happened here.
In Kalemegdan, there is upper town and lower town.
I am on the wooden bridge which leads to the upper town of Kalemegdan. There is a train passing through this wooden bridge. I don't know, is the bridge going to make this pressure, but
it's a little red train with a lot of people, tourists. They look like they're having fun.
We're on the part of Kalemegdan where we can see the Monument of Victory. It's an interesting monument you should see. So come to Belgrade as fast as you can and knock yourself out.
Odakle nam ruke, rodila ih majka, sve nas.
Well, at this moment we're in Knez Mihailova Street in the pedestrian zone. We're walking through it and we can see lots of stores at our left and right side. And in the center of the street there are lots of ice cream fridges. This place lives 24/7 and it has no breaks. You can always meet people in this street. This is also a street where you can buy old second-hand stuff, and also there are some really expensive stores where you can buy the finest quality shoes or clothes.
Except for all those shops and ice cream, popcorns and everything, there are some important institutes here in Knez Mihailova Street. It's a French cultural center. Goethe's Institute and the Serbian Academy of Art and Science.
Here we can find performance with guitars, the drums. Once I saw the Peru's musicians. Also, there is a lot of museums and galleries and bookstores.
This street is the heart of the Belgrade. I like Belgrade because it has lots of beautiful places to visit if you're a tourist and want to visit Belgrade. For me, the best place is on Ušće, where the Danube and the Sava meet, and a pretty view from up here, and it's a bit hot. The stone I'm sitting on, it's hot, it's boiling here, but when you relax and just look at the view, you're in front of you, you are relaxed and you forget all about all your problems. And
every visitor who come into Belgrade must see old and new part of Belgrade. In old part, visitors can see the National Theater, National Museum, then old churches and Kalemegdan and some other very historical things. And on new part, they can see modern buildings and Belgrade Arena and some other important things.
Belgrade is a nice place because it has a lot of parks and great nature around, so you can walk around and see beautiful things. And nature is quite good. It's have a lot of trees, and city is working to have many parks because the children need to have a place to play, and it's good for them to be in the open space.
For me, Belgrade is a town. The lots and lots and lots of happiness, and people live in harmony, and they live forever after. Unfortunately, our journey for today comes to an end. We hope you had a good time with us. Come and visit again. We have more songs for you. Bye for now from me, Lazar, and Colibri. Goodbye.
Bye. It was nice to have you here.
Really, Lazar, that was great. The Global Radio Kids and joined your company as our host. Thank you very much.
That was our travel to Serbia and Belgrade.
The Global Radio Kids, Jan
and Justin,
say goodbye to our dear Global Radio Kids listeners. Goodbye wherever you are.
My name is Alex, and I say goodbye for now. Bye, Lazar. And thanks to Jan and Justine, Global Radio Kids. We greet you wherever you are.
Verantwortlich für diese Sendung war Martin Küchler.